Chapter 1. Majestically Awesome. The Glory of God, 1. I think the greatest weakness in our day is the virtual eclipse of the character of God, even within our churches. R.C. Sproul. In the early years of Ligonier Ministries, when its outreach began to blossom and expand, a consultant was brought in to meet with its founder, Dr. R.C. Sproul. The goal was to develop a vision and strategy for this rapidly growing ministry. In the initial phase, the consultant asked Dr. Sproul two diagnostic questions. The first was this: what is the greatest need of people in the world? Without hesitation, Dr. Sproul answered, "People in the world need to know who God is." Probing deeper to better understand the focus of the ministry, the consultant then asked, "What is the greatest need of people in the church?" Dr. Sproul again answered without hesitation, "People in the church need to know who God is." Dr. Sproul was right. The greatest need of every individual is to know who God is. No matter who a person is, whether he is inside the church or outside of it, whether he is a true believer or a militant atheist, his most basic need is to know God if he is to know himself and to understand the world around him. He must know who God is and what he is like. Every other knowledge that someone may acquire is a far distant second in importance. Everything in an individual's life is affected by his knowledge of God. A true knowledge of what he is like is that important. Nothing more important. The most important aspect of who we are is what comes into our minds when we think of God. The trajectory of our lives is directed by our understanding of God. Moreover, our eternal destiny hinges on our relationship to Him and who we believe He is. If we are to live as He intends us to live, we must know who He is and what He is like. As our knowledge of God goes, so goes the direction of our lives. A high view of God will lead us to lofty worship of Him. A growing understanding of His character will lead to holy and righteous living in the pursuit of His will. Conversely, a low view of God will lead to diminished praise of Him. Inevitably, base views of Him will lead to low and empty living. There is nothing more important in our lives than knowing God and living for the glory of His great and awesome name. The Apostle Paul wrote, "Whether then you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. Living for God's glory must permeate every part of our lives. As we wake up in the morning, as we go to work, as we attend school, as we worship in church, as we serve the Lord, and as we go to sleep at night. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every moment is to be lived for the glory of God. The firmest foundation. Knowing God and beholding His glory is foundational to everything in our lives. To build on any other footing is to build on shifting sand. Either we live for the glory of God, or we do not live at all. We only exist. If we are to truly live as He intends, our hearts must be, first and foremost, directed toward the pursuit of God's glory. God's glory must be primary, and all else a far distant second. To fail to live for the glory of God is to endure an empty existence. God must be the epicenter of our lives. We exist for His glory. God created us for this high purpose. This must be our chief end, otherwise we have squandered our lives. Living for the glory of God is the beginning and end of all things. This divine glory is the blazing sun around which our lives must revolve. When we come to the end of our lives, all that will matter is an affirmative answer to this crucial question: did we live for the glory of God? If we fail to live for God, we have wasted our lives upon the earth. But if we seek God's glory, our lives will have been well spent and lived to the fullest. Only in the pursuit of the glory of God will our lives count for time and eternity.